real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I suppose the big story of the day, and we can't actually avoid it, would be TV presenter Philip Schofield has revealed he is gay after 27 years of marriage. And in a post on Instagram, he wrote, "With the strength and support of my wife and my daughters, I have been coming to terms with the fact that I'm gay." Let's have a quick listen to what he said, or some of what he said, on the This Morning programme this morning on ITV.
This is a big day, and I know that it's something that you've been living with, as you said there, in a conflict for a really, really long time. It's out there now. How does this moment feel?
It's funny because everyone I've spoken to, have all been so supportive and so loving and caring. And my entire family, to a person, have grabbed us and said, "It's okay, it's okay. We love you, we're proud of you."
Yeah.
And every person I tell, it gets a little lighter and a little lighter. But at the same time, you know, I have made this decision, which is essential for me and essential for my head.
Yeah.
And that's principally the reason that I've done this. Of course, I'm really very aware that, you know, Steph and the girls are home watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all together. We spent a lot of time together. We spend a lot of time together, obviously. And they've been supporting us as we got to this moment, because we all knew it was coming. I feel a little lighter.
Yeah.
But I also am very, very aware of, you know, that there's no question that it causes pain and it causes upset.
Now, it's gone out on Twitter, it's gone viral, it's all over the news, it's on BBC, it's on ITV, it's everywhere. And people say, well, sure, look, it's nobody's business except him that he's gay. And you're right, it is nobody's business except him that he's gay. But he is a public figure. And the story is out there. And there has been, obviously, rumours circulating over the last 3 or 4 months in the newspapers that his marriage was in trouble. He had denied those rumours. The theory is that maybe one of the newspapers was going to out him, or maybe asked him for a comment recently on it, and this is why he may have come out at this time. That may not be true, but that is the case as well. He also went and told his mother some time ago in Cornwall. He said he made a visit to his mother and told his mother, and she said, you know, "I don't care that you're gay," and that's fair enough. But would his mother not have told his wife? I am torn, completely torn, because I'll tell you why. I like Philip Schofield. I've always liked Philip Schofield. He seems like a really nice guy. Being gay doesn't change the fact that he's a nice guy, by the way, before anybody thinks any differently of me. I don't think any differently of him as a person for being gay or bisexual or whatever he happens to be. He's a great presenter. He's a wonderful entertainer. He's a professional. There is no doubt about all of that. But he has taken his wife to 27 years. We spoke about this 2 weeks ago on the air when we talked to wives who had been married to men who they said were gay. And they said it was like losing a husband through grief. They said it was like being dragged into their lie and defrauded for 25 or 30 or whatever years it was. And there's been so many stories, particularly over the last 2 weeks. And I know one of our competition stations covered the situation as well, because it seems to be quite a lot in the news. And here we have, I suppose, a landmark story in some sense, that it's somebody very much in the public eye. And as much as I understand the personal depression that he may be going through, and nobody has an issue with the fact that a person is gay. If they want to be gay, that's fine. That's your own life. You do what you want. If you want to be attracted to men, or you want to be attracted to women, or whatever you want to be attracted to, that's your own life. You do it. You're an adult. You can make your own decisions. You can't help who you're sexually attracted to. That's fine. And the argument that, 27, 30 years ago, you know, on TV, it wouldn't have been a good thing to be gay. Well, there was a lot of gay men on television 23 years ago. Some of them, it seemed to be a novelty act. The likes of Larry Grayson, the likes of John Ingram, all those people 30 years ago who would have been gay on TV. Alan Carr was more recently. It never seemed to hamper their television career. So I don't accept as an excuse that it may have done any damage to his television career, even 20 or 30 years ago. But yes, there was a shame and embarrassment around being gay 20 or 30 years ago. But my argument is, why get married? Why would you marry somebody? If you were gay and you didn't want people to know because you felt some sort of shame or embarrassment, or society made you feel like that, sadly, well, then just stay single. And I know people who did. I had an uncle many years ago who was gay, and he lived with a woman. Now, we kind of always questioned why he never got married, and we were always told, oh, that's just his friend. He lived with her, but he was having relationships with men. And I understood at the time that was the way it was, because it was a kind of stigma, wasn't there, a social stigma. But he didn't marry the woman. He let the woman in on the secret from the very start, and she was his best friend, his soulmate. And this wife has been not only his soulmate, but somebody who's been sexually attracted. Because in marriage, you just don't have love. You have sexual attraction, intimacy. So this wife, Steph, who has now spent 27 years with a man who knew and said he knew he was gay, now is starting to think back to that 27 years and think, I've just had 27 years of my life stolen from me. Yes, she's compassionate at the moment. And yes, she's publicly supporting him. He's a public figure. But when the dust settles, she now has to think about, if I want to have an intimate relationship going forward in my life at my age, now I have to find somebody else. And I've just lost the best years of my life to a man who was never probably sexually attracted to me in the first place. And the other thing he's going to be thinking is, he said he was gay. How does he know? Has he acted on being gay? Has he been having affairs with men in the last 27 years? We don't know that. Because that hasn't come out in the conversation. And as I said, as much as I do have sympathy and compassion for the personal depression and situation that he's in, my sympathy lies with the woman he married. For 27 years, she will now look back at that whole 27 years and wonder, was my husband ever sexually attracted to me at all? And I got a very interesting message in relation to it just before I go into the topic. And it says, I know how it felt for me when I genuinely thought my husband at the time was possibly gay. It's not a good feeling at all. And you stand there in a daze looking at him, wondering, could he be? It's soul destroying. He wouldn't touch me or be intimate with me. And whenever he did, it was always when he made that decision. He would never kiss me for fear it would lead or go further into intercourse, possibly. I could tell that's what he was thinking, and that was from just a kiss. You feel empty, useless and pathetic. You feel worthless, distraught, and so intensely sad and upset. You blame yourself that you are maybe not doing something right. I always describe both of my children, who were 9 years apart, as immaculate conceptions. Such was the rarity of our intimacy, and I longed for that love throughout our whole marriage. I confronted him once in the kitchen and bluntly asked him if he was gay, and his response was, you know I'm not gay, and I've got three children to prove it. This was prior to us having our own two children. So what could I say to that? Fast forward, two children later, 23 years later of marriage, I'm now 46 and lost the best years of my life, with the exception of having my two children. I feel to this day hurt and defrauded. I never got the answers I was looking for. I still suspect, even now, having finally taken the courage to divorce him, that he still could be gay. He's never had any other female partners or companions, to my knowledge. It's not right, no matter what people say about supporting men like Philip Schofield. What he did was defraud his wife and children. They will always blame themselves, especially his wife, Steph. People who are honest deserve compassion and empathy. For Philip Schofield, I have none. So what that person is focusing on is the honesty. And the most important thing in a relationship is honesty. And I understand, and before people start going down that road of 25, 30 years ago, what it was like to be a gay man, I understand and I get it. I get all of that. But yes, they're living a lie. And that's sad that anybody has to live a lie. But do you drag somebody else into that lie and make somebody else part of that and eventually then destroy their lives as well? Some people might say that's selfish. Let me know what you think. The number, if you want to give us a call, is 087-188-0008. A little bit later, I will read out some of the statement, by the way, that he said. He praised his wife, Stephanie, adding that Steph has been incredible. I love her so much. She is, and I'm sure he does love his wife, by the way. There's no doubt that he's with somebody for 27 years. He probably does love her. But he doesn't love her in the way that a husband would normally love their wife, which would be in an intimate way. He loves her as a friend. I have friends and I love my friends, but I don't love them intimately. Like I'd love my partner, for example. She is the kindest soul, he said, I've ever met. My girls have been astonishing in their love, hugs and encouraging words of comfort. My friends are the best, especially Holly, who has been so kind and wise. And here's another thing. How long before he told his wife did he tell Holly? Did he confide in all his friends before he actually told his wife? That's a question to be asked. He obviously told his mother a long time before he told his wife. And who she goes on to say is hug me, and I sobbed on her shoulder many times. So I want to know today and get your reaction to Philip's announcement. Now, many people online are praising him for his coming out. Some, however, say that they feel sorry for his wife and feel that he should not have left it this long to make this announcement. I want to know, do you have sympathy for Philip Schofield and many other people, by the way, let's not just make it about Philip, who have come out as being gay after being married for a long time? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. WhatsApp us if you want a voice message, or you can WhatsApp us a text message as well. Sandra, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sandra?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Sandra, this is sad for everybody in that situation. Now, I know we're talking about somebody else's life, but he is a public figure and he's made it very public. But it is sad, isn't it?
It is, but I side with his wife. I think, like, it's totally wrong. I have no compassion for him. Okay, he's gay, whatever. I don't have a problem with that. But to do what he did on his wife, and as you said, rob all those best years of our life. And of course she's going to come out and say, you know, she supports him. And of course she's, oh, my family. What else are they to do? They're in the public eye. But when they put their head on the pillow at night, how the hell is that woman going to feel? And the kids, I mean, surely their friends are going to have something to say.
Well, I think the kids are probably going to try and support their mother more than their father at this stage, exactly. Because now their mother is probably going to be a single woman.
Yeah, and is it going to come out then he has a secret person on the side?
Well,
you know?
Well, this is my concern, because if somebody says they've been gay for 27 years, I don't care what somebody's sexuality is, but if they say they've been gay for 27, surely they must have acted on that impulse over the last 27
exactly.
years.
Exactly. And like that, I thought he was the best thing from sliced cheese.
I know, I love him. I absolutely loved him. I think Philip is great.
I feel he's a liar now. Do you know what I mean? All he said, could I trust anything he said? To the fraud, being a public figure, like lots of people are in the public eye and they've come out and, you know, but he's living a lie. I've no time for him. He's just totally done it for me. My sympathy lies with his wife.
Yeah, and nobody, by the way, let's be clear. Nobody's career should be affected because of the fact they're gay or they're straight or they're trans or whatever it happens to be. But just say it.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, and realistically, it's nobody's business. But he has made it everybody's business by now telling us he's lied to his wife for 27 years.
Exactly. He's a fraud.
Okay.
That's my feeling on it.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Bernie, by the way, if anybody disagrees with that, and I'm looking at some of the comments online, particularly a lot of comments from LGBT community and gay men who are, you know, supporting him and saying it's wonderful, he's brave, he's brilliant, with very little consideration for his wife. Bernie, you're on Classic Hits.
Bernie. Hi, Niall. How are you today? I have sympathy for both parties. For the simple reason, I feel that he's in his 50s now and, you know, say 20 years ago, maybe he didn't realise and maybe thought that
Who doesn't realise they're gay? He knew.
I don't know. I don't.
He said. He said clearly. He knew he was gay.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't really see. I'm kind of out of the loop. I didn't know this happened until a few minutes ago, so I was kind of out of the loop. But he's always been in the public figure and the arena. Your sympathy has to go for the. You know, he should have told his wife when he realised he was and he couldn't continue. It is a bit late in the day. She's wasted. You know, she has lost 27 years of her life. But I still feel that he was a good. He seems like a good personality and a kind man.
I have no doubt that he is a kind man, and you know, I've always said that I really like Philip Schofield. He's a professional presenter. He's a lovely personality. He's somebody that you can warm to very quickly. But I think for a lot of people, and well, obviously including Sandra, this changes their view of him because this is something he did intentionally.
But is that what he said?
No. But it's clear. I mean, he knew. He told his mother some time ago. So he knew, but didn't tell his wife. But is that the key to a good marriage? And the fact, if you love somebody, would you do that? I don't know.
I mean, people put up, in marriage, there's so many things we don't know about, anything about. We have no idea what it's like to live with a gambler, to live with a drug addict, to live with someone, you know, to live with someone who's sick, you can kind of work it out. But for something like that, I just don't know, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, so many people are living with so many persons. There's different things we don't know. Like, I don't know the insides of their marriage. I don't know, you know, was it what kind of a marriage and who was the lady? And, you know, did she not have any suspicions herself or did she ever confront him about it?
Well, maybe not, but of recent times, and I know in the last couple of months there has been one or two stories in the paper, the usual gossiping stories saying their marriage was on the rocks, although he had denied that. Now it now seems clear that he, in his own admission now, by his own statement, he had said his marriage has gone through some heartbreak over the last couple of months, obviously when he told his wife. Sandra, sorry, you were trying to say something to Bernie there. Go ahead.
Yeah, what Bernie was saying, of course he knew what he was doing. And how did the break? Was he caught with somebody? Is it going to turn out that he's had somebody all along, Bernie? Do you know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. And his wife has had no opportunity to meet anybody else.
Yeah,
you know, that's knocked her confidence for, oh, I'd die, I would. And I'd be ashamed to say I lived a lie and I had children for this man, you know? Was he thinking of somebody else when he was intimate with me? It's just a little too far.
I mean, you do have to make it somewhat personal to form an opinion. And I know Bernie, your husband, only passed away recently, although I know you had been separated from him. But, you know, when times were good in your marriage, and I don't know how long that was for, but when times were good in your marriage, and, you know, at some point, say after, I don't know, 10, 20 years or so, if your husband turned around to you one night and said, listen, Bernie, I have something to tell you. I'm going to have to leave you because I'm a gay man. I mean, how would you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, I think I've never been in that position, but I could only, you know, I'd be a bit pissed off, you know, me personally, but that would be between me and him. It wouldn't be something for the public arena. Unfortunately, because your man, Philip, is in the public arena, there's no way of, you know, there's going to be legs added to it. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, you don't have to add anything to the story. I mean, it doesn't make any difference, really. I mean, all he's clearly said is, I've lied to my wife for the last 27 years. That's in one statement. So that's what it is.
Well, then if he knew all along for the last 27 years, yeah, I can see. Absolutely, I would be livid. That was me personally.
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realise he had known all along.
Well, he did know he was all along, and I've never met a gay man yet who said he didn't know he was gay. Because, of course, according to most gay men or most straight men, you know your sexuality from a very young age.
I know there was a shame in the. Yeah, I know there was a lot of people who come out, and I mean, there was a lot of famous people have come out and said they were gay in the past, and why he didn't take the opportunity to do it himself. So when, you know, so many other famous people in England come out and said they were gay and they got into their lives, why did he have to hide his?
I don't think it would affect his career, because as I said to you, in the last at least 20 to even 30 years, there's been a lot of famous gay people on television, and I don't think it's ever hampered any of their careers.
No, and so why didn't he take a leave out of their book?
Mm-hmm. Michael Barrymore He came out about 20 years. Well, I know the documentary was on last night. It's quite ironic we mentioned Michael Barrymore's name. But he was married, similar to that, and obviously came out as gay. But that was 22 years ago.
Yeah.
And it didn't affect his television career. He went straight back into television about a month later, took a bit of time out. ITV told him to take a little bit of time out to deal with it. And the people, and I remember when I watched the documentary last night, actually, they covered that story. The people warmed to him even more because he was so honest. And he came out and he did his My Kind of People thing, and everybody was cheering when he came out, and he started crying because everybody accepted what he was. So, because he did it at a very early stage. Now, don't get me wrong, I still felt bad for his wife, but it did seem to be a very professional arrangement they had between them. She was his manager anyway. And I think she may have known for a long time, or he may have told her a long time before that. I think he kept it a secret at the time because of his career, but it didn't affect his career. So that's not going to be an excuse. The only excuse he has is that he didn't want to tell his wife.
And so has he given any reasons as to why he didn't want to tell her? Was he being selfish in the fact that he wanted to, have the best of both worlds?
He said he wasn't being honest with himself. I'm reading here from his statement. This has been bothering me for a very long time. Everybody does these things at their own speed when they think the time is right. It has consumed my head and has become an issue in my head. It's funny because everyone I have spoken to, you have all been so supportive and loving and caring. But those people, are they that supportive when the dust settles? And if they are they friends of his wife? Do they know what she has to now go through?
And what about her family and all her brothers and, you know, if she has any siblings and the children, how are they going to react? Can you bury those feelings? Can you actually bury the feelings that you have? Can you actually get on with life and live normally with those feelings that you feel for another, you know, the same sex? Like, how do you do that? Is that also part of life as well?
Well, I mean, leaving aside people's sexuality, because I believe that's personally irrelevant, right? Whether somebody is gay, whether they're straight or whatever they happen to be, right? if you married somebody knowing that you loved somebody else, that's a good analogy to give. So you marry a woman knowing that you actually love another woman, and the possibility is that you might leave your wife at some point and be with the other woman. Isn't that really what he did? Do you understand what I'm saying? That would be a similar analogy if we leave sexuality out of it. And I'm reading here some of the messages. Who are you to judge anyone, their personal life? Well, let's be clear about this. It's not his personal life. He's made it public. He himself went on the television and made it public. So I don't know what you're talking about, their personal life. I wouldn't judge anybody's personal life if they didn't want me to. You have no idea what that man has gone through for so long, keeping that a secret. Have you any idea what his wife has gone through? Okay, I'll keep reading. It has a serious mental effect on a person, the dilemma is. I've realised I'm a gay man so many years into a marriage. What do? I destroy my family by telling them. Again, I'm going to say to you, he knew he was gay when he got married. He didn't just realise. People don't realise they're gay, because that makes a mockery, an absolute mockery of men who have come on the air and told us on many occasions during the marriage referendum equality or the marriage equality referendum that they knew they were gay, you're gay from a young age. You know when you reach puberty that you're gay, at the very least, because you would be attracted to men. So again, your statement is wrong. Anyway, he goes on to say, don't sit there and judge the man, because you don't know how painful it is knowing you're gay and not wanting to ruin the people around you. It's soul destroying. And as for you making assumptions that he has slept with men during those 27 years, it's disgusting. You don't need to sleep with men to know you're attracted to them. I'm speaking from experience. You're not. Well, are you telling me for 27 years that he didn't act on sexual urges? If he didn't, well done to him. But he's a man, you know, and I would hazard a guess that he may have. Maybe that story will come out as well. Okay, let me go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Sharon?
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Sharon. Sharon, I like Philip Schofield. I really genuinely, I've said it in the past, I think he's great, and I warm to the guy. He's a wonderful person with a wonderful personality. But for a lot of people, you know, this is, they're saying they're brave, but many others are saying, what about his wife?
I'm a woman, and I have huge sympathy for his family, his wife and his girls. Nobody in this position, you'd be heartless if you didn't. However, and just throw this in a different way, as you know, the last text you read out clearly says, this does happen to people. Not everybody is clear-cut black and white. I know I'm gay. Some people are sexually confused through their teens. You know, I know gay people that thought they were bi. Some of them are bi. Some of them are gay. It isn't as black and white as that. Now, we didn't live in his head back in 27 years ago. We don't know if he chose to deceive Steph. I can't imagine. I think he's such a decent guy. I can't imagine he did. I think quite potentially.
Well, of course he did.
He might have been confused.
No. Hold on. Of course he chose to keep it from her, because he admitted by his own admission that he knew he was gay.
He got married to that woman. You don't go and get married to a woman and have and create children.
They got together very young. They've had a very long marriage. They've got their family, and he's lived with this thing in his head for a long time. What would it be if we were today saying Philip Schofield's been dragged out of a river having killed himself because he couldn't tell people
that would be horrible, by the way. I hope that never happens, by the way. That would be a horrible story.
So we're making so many assumptions in this. Has he been with other men? Has this, you know, wrecked his family? What would have wrecked his family is if he'd done this when Steph and the two girls, you know, the two girls are little kids. He's probably put himself through a lot of torment to get to a place where it's the right timing for him. He's lived with this for a long time, but he hasn't blown his family apart while they're...
It doesn't affect his girls very much, because his two girls, the relationship between him and his two girls doesn't change. He still loves his two girls. They still love him, and I'm sure they do, right? So his relationship, although I'm sure they do love their mother and they feel an element of sympathy for their mother. But so his relationship with them doesn't change, but his relationship with his wife dramatically changes now.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Yeah, what about the depression now she's going to go through? What about the way her life... Nobody knows what way that woman is going to be and how depressed she's going to be and what's going to happen to her. That's an awful shock to get. I mean...
But, you know, I honestly think that they have the sort of relationship that is based on deep love of each other, regardless of sexuality, of respect and love for each other. Now, if that is... if there's, the basis of their relationship is friendship, and the sexuality thing obviously is an issue to stay together, but I honestly think that they have such a, you know, they obviously, she's dealt with this incredibly well. She hasn't thrown her stuff in a hissy fit and walked off. they're all supporting each other.
Would that not be because he's in the public eye?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yes and no. Not everybody in the public eye, you know, has that. You know, I mean, we've through history, as you say, you know, Elton John, Freddie, you know, they're all with women. They all, you know, thought that maybe it was the right thing to do. Maybe they weren't.
Freddie Mercury and Elton John have been openly gay for many, many years.
I know, yeah. But they were with women first.
Well, Mercury was only ever with one woman, Mary Austin, who was his best friend.
Exactly, but back in those days, it was much harder to be gay. We know that. There was huge more stigma attached to it. But, you know, when Philip got with Steph, again, it was the start of when things turned around. It wasn't, you know...
But he could have looked around in his own industry, because he's been on television for a very long time. There were any amount of successful gay men on television, and there's and still is, obviously. But even if you go right back to 40, 50 years ago, there was gay men on television. Michael Barrymore was a leading example, of course, of 22 years ago when you come out, and how the public supported him when he came out. So, yeah, I mean, no, obviously something else happened to Michael Barrymore's life. We all know about that, but...
Yeah, and as you said, they had a very professional relationship, and you know, it isn't the same as Philip and his two girls and their family. And we don't know. We're so assuming that he knew 100% he was gay, and he chose.
Well, he told his mother.
And I think that's a huge assumption that you cannot.
Well, it's not an assumption. He told his mother a long time ago.
Not a long time ago. Not back in the times when he was getting together with Steph.
Well, not then, no. But he did go to Cornwall to tell his mother that he was gay, and she said she supported him, and I wouldn't expect her to say anything less. She is his mother. But then his mother obviously was in on the secret as well. It almost seems, and he had told Holly Willoughby quite some time ago, probably before his wife, it almost seems at some point here that everybody was in on it except his wife.
If you were living with something like that in your head, and you knew that you potentially were about to drop a bomb that could really, you know, upset people and blow people's lives apart, wouldn't you talk to your friends, your closest friends, about it? I would.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there, Sharon. Keep texting. Loads and loads of people texting in. Everybody on two sides of the fence on this particular one. I feel sorry for him, Niall. Somebody else says, Niall, it was selfish.
How are you, Niall? Derek here. I just think his wife would be thinking, like... Oh, you're a great fella going off to do the Cube and going off collecting your awards and all. Where's my award for putting up with your liars for the last 27 years? I don't think it's good at all, Niall. That's all we have to say.
All right, okay. A lot of people have something to say.
All I say is, Niall, as long as they're happy, more power to them. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You don't know what kind of arrangements people have. Best of luck to them.
Best of luck to them, all right.
Jesus, Niall, who cares? Honest to God, who cares whether Philip Schofield is or isn't gay? He is gay. Whether he knew for 27 years or for 20 minutes, who cares? Does it affect your life or my life or any of the ladies talking to you? Absolutely not. Get over it, you know? Talk about something that matters, like, you know, whether this upcoming election is going to make any difference to our country. Who cares about Philip Schofield?
Well, a lot of people care because there are a lot of women and possibly men as well in that situation married to somebody who doesn't actually sexually or is not sexually attracted to them. It's a very interesting story. If you'd been listening to the radio over the last 2 weeks, the topic has arisen quite a lot where women come on the air and cried their eyes out because their husbands had brought them to 20 or 30 years of marriage and lived a lie. A lot of people care. You might not care, but some people do.
Niall, you keep saying that he chose to do what he did, but do you not think that maybe he was actually bisexual when he met her 27 years ago, being restricted just with a female wife? The other side of his bisexual urges could have increased, therefore making him gay. I don't know, that's what I think.
Now you're suggesting, and it's an insult, by the way, to gay people, going from being bisexual to gay is some sort of social engineering. Absolute and utter nonsense. You're either gay or not. And there's no. And by the way, for the last message that sent in, you're right. Nobody cares that he's gay. That's unimportant anymore. That somebody is gay or somebody is straight or whatever they happen to be. That's their own business. What we're talking about here is the effect that would have on a woman or somebody that trusted you for 27 years. Stay there, Sharon. And let me go to Colette as well. Colette, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Colette?
Hi, Niall. How are you? Niall, I just wanted to say, first of all, you were the first commentator that kind of spoke on behalf perhaps of Steph and his children. But the point I wanted to make is I think Philip Schofield is great. It's nothing to me whether he is or isn't gay. But my point is that part of his persona very much was his great marriage. It was something I loved about him. It was mentioned a lot. He spoke a lot about his wife and his family. I remember even a couple of years ago, I think they celebrated their silver wedding anniversary, 25 years.
They were just about to celebrate their 27th anniversary next week.
Yes, do you know what I mean? It was very much out there as part of him. There are personalities there, you know, presenters. I mean, he's wonderful, very professional, etc. And their marriage wouldn't be as much a part of him. It was something that I particularly loved about him. How he loved his family, his wife. He'd mention her so often. So I was totally shocked and surprised by this.
And by the way, I'm not doubting he loves his wife. And he probably still does love her, but he clearly doesn't love her in that kind of way.
Oh, absolutely. But that's why I'm saying I was so, so surprised. I just thought, my goodness, if I was shocked, I don't know how his wife must have been. It just seemed, as I said, so much part of him. His marriage.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, we were speaking about it today from both sides, but I'm looking at social media and, you know, celebrities tweeting about it and saying, what a wonderful person he is.
Yeah,
how brave he is and courageous he is. And isn't this wonderful? And it's an example for other men in that situation. And I'm going, this poor woman's life, she has it 27 years stolen from her.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know they applauded him this morning when he was walking out of the studios, etc. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's something, I just find it, as I said, it was such a part of him, his marriage. He had it out there so much until, you know, all the time. That was what...
Yes, can I come in?
Yeah, sorry, Sharon, go away.
I totally agree. And I love Philip and I respected his marriage and that is very much part of his persona. But his commitment to that marriage and the fact that marriage has been so strong and so solid all this time is admirable.
No, it's not. No, it's not. He's clearly not committed to that marriage.
Yeah, I can't.
Sharon? He's just finished that marriage. He's not committed to it.
Yes, I know. But he could have, maybe if he wasn't in the public eye, he would have, you know, jumped a lot earlier when he realised. And I still believe, and I might be wrong, but I still believe he didn't marry fully knowing that this was what he was internally. I think
okay, then to be realistic, at what point do you think he realised he was gay? He said it was a long time ago. He said, I knew from a very early age he was gay. So at what point do you think that he should have said, well, I need to stop bringing somebody else through this lie that I'm living in my life?
I would imagine fairly early on. I imagine, like most, sort of relationships at the beginning, everything's all full on, you know.
I mean, we all know. I mean, with respect, I mean, I'm 56. I don't know how old you are, Sharon, and I don't know how old Colette is, but we're all middle-aged, okay? And as we know, as we get older, it's harder to find the right person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You're lucky to find that right person. So his wife is now in a situation, I don't know how old she is, she's probably in her late 50s, maybe 60, I don't know. And she now was looking forward to a life with the man she loved, not just loved, you know, as a person, as a friend, as a soulmate, but loved sexually as well on an intimate level, holding hands, hugging on the couch, kissing, having sex. She now has none of that anymore and she has to find somebody else.
That probably hasn't been in their marriage for a while. And like a lot of marriages, they go off for various reasons. And she's now got the opportunity, as you know yourself, when you restart relationships at this age, you actually have a very different set of criteria based on your knowledge.
Absolutely.
And you understand yourself a lot better.
But it's no different. I gave an analogy. But I gave the analogy earlier on. It's no different to marrying somebody, knowing you love somebody else. And knowing there's no commitment to the marriage.
I had a relationship for a long time with a guy that turned out he wasn't just gay. He was a paedophile. He was attracted to little boys. I mean, there's horrific things that you know.
Yeah, but I mean, how did you feel when you found? I mean, don't get me. I'm not bringing the paedophilia into it. Okay, that's even worse again. I know you spoke about that the year before, but how would you feel if you were married to somebody for 20 years and you committed your life to that person and you spent 20 years, you gave away the best 20 years of your life with that person, only for them to turn around and say, listen, I'm gay. Now, I don't care if they're gay or what they are, but to turn around and say, I'm gay and I'm leaving you now.
I'd be heartbroken. I'd be bruised, and I'm sure Steph is. But I'd also know that I had somebody that I was very, that I loved very dearly, and I had two beautiful children with this man, and what has happened can't be changed, and the only way you can deal with that is to go, we've got to make the best of this. I still respect Philip and love him as a person. My girls are phenomenal, and we will...
Well, his relationship, as I said, with his girls doesn't now. Change.
No, but of course it doesn't change directly between him and his girls, but of course they're going to be affected by this.
It's not affecting their lives that much, because his relationship stays exactly the same. He still loves his children. They hopefully probably still love him too. But his relationship with his wife dramatically changes.
And therefore, they will have, that will impact them regardless of what age, because they are children of two people.
Okay.
Well,
hang on, Colette. Hold the thought, Colette, because I have to take a break and I'm going to come straight back to you, Colette, after the break, all right? Keep texting, keep WhatsApp, and the number's 087-188-0008.
I'm a gay man, and I can tell you that every gay man realises they're gay as a teenager. They may not know the terminology gay, but they know that they are attracted to the same sex.
Lots of texts, by the way, and interest still in the Philip Schofield story. Tracy, by the way, says, oh my God, what a selfish man. He put his career's personal issues before his family, especially his wife. She could have met somebody who truly loved her for herself, for him to walk away and leave her to pick up the pieces. Thank you, says Tracy. And she also, Martin Sorrell says, further to my previous text now, there must be statistically, but just as many women who have lied to their husbands for decades re their sexuality. Children also, but it seems that this is not important. Why? ? Somebody else says, Niall, I have a gay brother, and I can't really read your text message, it's not written too well, but I'm assuming you mean he was married for 10 years of his sexual life and then went with women. Now he's a gay man, he says, but he loves to flirt with women. Well, if he's a gay man and he's flirting with women in some sort of sexual way, well, I'm assuming then he's bisexual, Joe, and not actually gay. And by the way, I think it would be a different story, say, if Philip Schofield said, I'm bisexual, but I'm staying with my wife because I love her and I'm sexually attracted to her. I don't think anybody would have an issue with that. But obviously it's because he's leaving his wife, most likely, and she has to now go and find somebody else. And let me go to Lil. Lil, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Lil?
How you doing, Niall?
Lil, you were married to a man.
No, I was in a relationship with a man.
Oh, a relationship, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
You were in a relationship with a man. And then you realised you were gay and you left and now you're with a woman. So
I'm married, that's correct.
Oh, you're married. Okay, so you are married to a woman. Yeah. I do apologise. All right. Yeah. Okay, so nobody has an issue in this whole story with anybody's sexuality. The issue here is, I suppose, living the lie. And this is a story or a debate that has come up a lot over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And we all understand the stigma that would be associated more so with homosexuality rather than lesbianism over the last 30 years. And there was that kind of stigma that you were expected to marry somebody of the opposite sex. But you don't have to get married. Isn't that the argument?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to get married. He doesn't. But what my response was to the guy who'd sent the voicemail in to say he's a gay man and he knows since he's a teenager and everybody knows. That's not the case, Niall. It absolutely isn't the case. Yes, perhaps for him it was, and perhaps for dozens and hundreds of thousands of people it is, but not for everybody. You can't.
But Philip Schofield said he knew he was gay.
Oh, he said he knew. Yeah, correct. He said he knew. I can't speak for Philip or whether his wife. In the same way, we're all assuming that his mother knew before his wife. We don't know.
Well, he did. I think he said in the interview that he had gone to his mother some time ago.
Yeah. But also his wife could know some time ago.
I don't think so. He said that it caused, in the last couple of months, a lot of consternation between him and his wife. Now, the papers had reported that him and his wife's relationship was kind of on the rocks, although he denied that going back a couple of months ago. It does seem that he has only told his wife in the last few months.
We have to go by what his statement is, also saying that his wife and his daughters are fully supportive.
Well, they would be. Initially they would be, but I think...
I don't know about that.
When the dust settles then, you know what I mean? And they look back.
I don't know about that.
I was listening to stories from women last week, or it was actually 3 weeks ago when we spoke about it, and, you know, women crying because... You know, they felt that they, you know, 25 or 30 years of their life were stolen from them. Now, I'm not having a go at you, by the way. And I wanted to get to your story. I wanted to get to your story. So when you were in a relationship with a man, did you have any doubts in that relationship? When you were, and I don't want to get personal with you, and you don't have to answer any questions if you don't want to, by the way. But when you were in bed, you know, and being intimate, did you have any doubts and say, well, there's something wrong here?
No, I didn't have any doubts. I would have probably been appreciated I would have been attracted to women, or I could appreciate, you know, a good looking woman, in so far as I can still appreciate now whether a man is good looking or not.
Did you think you might have been? Do you think you might have been bisexual at the time? Did you?
No.
Did you even think that?
No.
Were you bi-curious? Because they say that women more so than men are bi-curious. Did you think you were bi-curious?
Possibly, yeah. Bi-curious, I'd say, as opposed to bisexual, mm-hmm. or maybe trisexual, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, if you. You could possibly call it that, but you know, I honestly, without divulging too much, Niall, and breaking a confidence of you know, obviously my ex-partner, but
of course, yeah,
like my relationship with my wife is much healthier
from an intimate point of view.
In my family life,
yeah,
it is, yeah, but also from a family point of view than it would have been that with my ex-partner. So you know, to say that, oh, when the suck just settles and over time his wife and his daughters will be okay, I wouldn't necessarily say that. He's not saying that for the sake of it. He's saying it because his relationship with his daughters and his wife is
and
okay.
How long are you married, or how long are you with your partner now?
We were 6 years married, or 10 years together.
Okay, let's move forward in time and go forward another 15, 20 years, right? And have you got children together? Have you got any children?
We don't. No, okay. We right. don't.
Okay, so let's move forward 10 or 15 years. And your partner now comes to you and says, Lil, I'm really sorry, but I actually don't think I am gay. I think I'm straight. I've always known I was straight. I was just kind of curious. And I'm leaving you.
Well, I would as equally be devastated. I'm not saying that Philip's wife, I actually don't know her name, has a right to be devastated. But I would be equally as devastated if Paula came to me tomorrow or in 15 years' time and said to me, I'm also after meeting another woman. It's the fact that the loyalty is broken that I'd be devastated.
It's a bit different to say I'm after meeting another woman, because that's in something that's instantaneous. Whereas if you said to somebody, not that I've met another woman, but I've done something that I've known all along. And in your case, I know it was a bit different, right? But I think it's quite insulting to both gay men and lesbians who have spoken to me, particularly during the marriage equality referendum, when we discussed the topic quite a lot of being gay. And they all said to me the same thing. They knew from a young age. Now, I know you're saying you didn't, but because to suggest that somebody doesn't know from a young age, and maybe they do, but they're in denial, is almost suggesting that homosexuality or lesbianism is some sort of social engineering, which it's not. So what I'm saying to you is, I think it's quite insulting to say that people didn't know. I'm not saying in your personal circumstances, Emma, and maybe there was something that blocked it out of your head. I don't know.
No, there was no block out of my head. Absolutely, there wasn't. It was something that, yeah, maybe, I don't know, you could say, oh, is it all about the person as opposed to the gender and whatever. I don't know. I honestly don't know what that is. And I can understand, but what I can absolutely get my head around, wouldn't be a massive fan of Philip Schofield, might I add.
I'm a big fan. I love Philip. I think he's great.
I like him.
And by the way, the fact that he's gay doesn't change my opinion of him. But what does change my opinion of him is that he lied.
Absolutely. And I can understand where, I can appreciate where you're coming from. However, 27 years ago, being a gay man was very different to even when the marriage to nowadays. And in some circumstances, there are still people hiding it. Like last year, for example, myself and my wife, our whole family on both sides went to Pride with the children, the whole lot of it. And we were, you know, engineering and, you know, getting the kids ready that love is love and all of that jazz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I do know for a fact, because I've heard it and I've met people who feel that is the one day in the year that they can actually be themselves. Because every day of the year, whether it's through their family, their work, they live a lie.
And I understand there's still homophobia. I do understand there is still homophobia out there. And I do understand it's got better. Everybody knows it's got better. I don't believe, by the way, coming out as being gay would hamper his TV career. And even going back 27 years ago, I don't believe it would have hampered his career, because there was a lot of successful gay men on television 27 years ago. But what I can't get my head around is, if we ignore the gay or the straight or the bi, or it doesn't, I don't care about all of that. If we ignore all of that, the fact that he lived a lie in his own head, I understand, but he brought somebody else into that lie and has now taken the best years of her life away from her.
I don't know. I can understand why someone would really feel like that. And probably, if the truth be told, that's how my ex feels too. But what my argument is, I really believe if any relationship broke down, that is how somebody would feel, regardless of whether it's because of, you know, a change in sexuality or them coming out as being gay, or regardless of what it is.
And in most of these situations that I've spoken to or interviewed women or men in relation, not obviously in yours because it was a short-term relationship that you had, or a shorter relationship.
Actually, no, it was a long-term relationship.
Well, no, when I'm saying we're talking about 27, 30 years here, right?
Yeah.
And obviously you have told me you didn't realise at the time that you were lesbian,
no.
Right? But in a lot of these cases, these men said they knew before they got married they were gay. Mm. Now, are we to say that in 27 years or 30 years of a relationship that somebody would have with their wife who knew they were gay, that at some point in that 30 years they didn't act on a sexual urge with another man, be it in a gay relationship or a homosexual relationship or another woman in a lesbian relationship? Are we saying they didn't act on that? Because for that woman now, Steph, she has to look back and think through her whole 27 years, was he with another man at some point? Did he act on that?
Yes, he is. She is. And whether, you know, he's either going to be honest with her or he's not, or she's probably going to doubt everything. I get that. Mm-hmm. 100%. I get that. But I do think, you know, I really don't think that it's any difference if the marriage broke down because of any infidelity.
Well, and that's a bad thing too, isn't it? You know what I mean? So, I mean, you feel like it's been stolen on you. Your life has been stolen on you. Listen, Lynn, best of luck in the future, and thank you very much indeed for joining the conversation today. All right, let's move on. Somebody says if he was cheating with girls, he would have been hung, drawn and quartered, because all the do-gooders are just backing him today. Somebody says, Niall, I felt it was embarrassing to see him getting a round of applause as he walked off the TV set today, because at the end of the day, what were they applauding? That he just stolen the best years of his wife's life, as you have pointed out. Okay.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.